This is Wild Lives, the series that explores the wild creatures and habitats of Donegal and meets the remarkable people who protect that wildlife. I'm Mary Brophy, and in today's episode, I'll be meeting Martin Maloney, a man with a lifelong passion for birds of prey, and we'll be camping out to see if we can catch a glimpse of one of our rarest raptors, the stunning hen harrier. But first, that's the sound of counting. Bird counting, to be precise. I'm standing on the shores of Loch Swilly with ecologist Rafe Shepherd and his friend Chris Ingram. Once a month, from September to March each winter, these devoted bird watchers come out in all weathers, and it's freezing today, to count wetland birds as part of iWebs, the Irish Wetland Bird Survey.
It's organised by Birdwatch Ireland on contract from National Parks and Wildlife Service. So the data is, if you like, official, but it's run by Birdwatch, the voluntary organisation.
And how many people would normally be joining these counts on Saturdays?
On this count, we would normally have about a dozen people scattered around Loch Swilly at various locations. And this is happening around all the major estuaries and lakes in the country.
What are they flying across the lake there now?
Those are redshank. Redshank is one of the commonest of the wading birds that we have on Loch Swilly, somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 birds.
They look like a large swallow.
Well, they're like a large swallow in the sense that they have pointed wings and they've got that very agile flight that you can expect from a swallow.
And over to the far bank there, in between the redshanks, there seems to be a larger black and white bird. What are those guys there?
Oh, those are the oyster catchers. That's another of the very numerous birds that we have. We have usually well over 2,000 of those. They've got a big fat red bill which they use for catching and disposing of mussels and similar shellfish.
And these are resident birds.
They are in Ireland all year round, but not necessarily these birds. Most of the birds that we are seeing will probably be immigrants coming here from Scandinavia.
So what kind of numbers are we talking about on Loch Swilly in general in terms of the different populations of birds?
Well, the total number of birds in Loch Swilly is usually in excess of 20,000, but there would be a lot more than that would actually utilise the estuary in the course of the winter. And if you add the peak numbers of each of those species together, you get a figure over 30,000.
Chris, is there anything I can usefully count in a minute or two?
You can count the ducks if you like.
Okay,
right?
I'll do that.
Chris, you've been here a little bit earlier than us this morning and you've already been doing some of the counting. What kind of numbers have we got here at the site today?
I counted 226 oyster catchers, 11 curlews, 98 redshanks, one knot, which is another wading bird, two black-headed gulls, the two buzzards that we saw over the woods there, and three mallards.
We move further up the shoreline, chasing the tide to another count point. And what is the value in all this counting, Rafe?
Well, the value is that if you are going to understand what role birds play in the environment, you've got to monitor their numbers and note changes that take place and work out why they're taking place. If you're going to conserve them, you need to know, again, you need to know the numbers so that you can detect if the numbers are low and you can detect if your conservation measures are allowing them to increase. We've been doing this survey now for 30 years, and as we arrive at the shore now, first thing we see is some some widgeon in the water, but the numbers here are relatively small at the moment. There's not enough mud left for them. There are a few widgeon down there, just sort of sailing along the shore. They feed in shallow water.
What are the numbers showing you? What are things that are you seeing that maybe surprise you? Or
birds are changing all the time under different influences. We've had at the start of our surveys, the Buick swan was here regularly every winter, several hundred of them. It's now completely extinct in Donegal. We haven't had a single Buick swan for at least 10 years.
And would that have been a visitor or a resident?
That was a winter visitor.
Okay.
It now stops in eastern England and on the continent and the Netherlands and places like that, and doesn't bother coming as far as Ireland.
And do we know why?
Part of the reason is that many of the birds are being artificially fed by the Wildfowl Trust in England.
Okay.
So why come to Ireland if you're going to get food shoveled at you by the Wildfowl Trust?
Okay.
That's part of the reason, but there are other more subtle reasons about what's going on the continent and agriculture. So we've lost the Buick swan, that's one. The Greenland white-fronted goose, which is the most important of our waterfowl species, for the simple reason that the entire world population winters in Ireland and western Scotland. Its numbers, first of all, built up when the regular hunting of birds in Iceland on migration stopped.
Mm.
So the numbers built up, and now they're dropping again. And they're dropping because in Greenland, where they nest, their breeding grounds are being invaded by expanding population of Canada geese, which are bigger and more aggressive.
Okay.
And they're pushing them off their favorite sites, and so their breeding success is poor. So white-fronted numbers are dropping as a result of that. And we can see these changes taking place here, particularly in Lough Swilly, which is the second most important site in the country for them.
What sort of numbers did you get?
We've got 24 widgeon, which are a wintering duck, 6 tail, which are another wintering duck, 2 cormorants, 7 brent geese, a herring gull, a heron, and 2 great black-backed gulls.
You saw a heron as well?
Not a great total for this location, but as I say, they've already
moving.
Moved on.
Okay.
We'll get them.
Can we get ahead of them?
Well, we'll try.
Okay.
Now, this is a location that's not for the faint-hearted. This is extreme birding, where we have to count the birds at very long range.
So I can see the oyster catchers down there again, am I correct?
Yes.
In the foreground.
And there you can see a flock of golden plover on the shore of the opposite bank.
That's the ones that are in the water?
Yeah, they're partly in the water and partly on the mud.
Now, how can you distinguish what they are? Because what I'm seeing in the telescope right now is
dots.
Just dots, brown dots against the light of the water.
It's as much the pattern that the whole flock makes. They're just the dispersion within the flock is characteristic of golden plover, and I can't describe it. I just know what it looks like.
You get to know that. You get to recognize it.
And then Rafe catches sight of one of my favorite wetland birds.
Closer to the salt marsh,
yes,
which is now, I'm afraid, largely Spartina, there are curlew, and they're the biggest of our wading birds. And so they tend to spend probably more time than most sitting with their beaks tucked away.
And they have that big belly and then quite an elegant head and then that long beak. Yeah, it's the curve.
Extreme beak.
Yeah.
So they are roosting now. They're going to hang out and wait until the tide moves. But they also feed on the surrounding fields, so they're not totally dependent on the tide. They can come out and feed on earthworms in the fields.
And that roosting is basically their rest.
That's their rest.
Yeah, I mean, right.
No, they wouldn't actually probably choose to rest if they could feed. But if they can't feed, then they'll rest.
And it makes counting easier because right now they're just stock still. When you look out at them there...
The curlew, again, it's another, like the shell duck, it's an easy species to census.
I think we've got everything now, right?
Well, even on what started off as a beautiful morning and turned into quite squally morning in October, it's amazing to see.
Well, I'm glad you got the opportunity to see it because this is a fairly solitary activity, censusing waterfowl. So occasionally we... appreciate having a bit of company.
Oh, fair enough. Well, thanks for letting me come along. How do we do on the numbers there, Chris, finally?
We got 307 teal, 30 widgeon, 9 bar-tailed gobwits, 18 curlews, 600.
That was a super morning with Rafe and Chris, and iWebs are always looking for new recruits. You can check out the Birdwatch Ireland website if you'd like to help. Well, after the break, I get up close to some truly magnificent birds of prey.